Now, of course, we've all seen what's happened in Melbourne through the week, particularly at that mining conference. And before it, we've seen people glue themselves to the street in Brisbane and cause all sorts of mayhem. Look, I've had a bit to say about this. And one of the things I have said here and elsewhere is that if you were writing yourself a campaign in order to win public support, you'd do the complete opposite to what these people have done in Brisbane and subsequently Melbourne. I want to speak to an expert in the area, Dr. Neryl East, who's a communication and credibility expert, a doctor of journalism, so she knows her stuff, and she's on the line. Neryl, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
So what do you think? The way they've carried themselves in and around capital cities and created mayhem, it's not going to win the people over, surely.
Well, you know, if they aims to get media coverage, they certainly succeeded. But if they aims to get the broader community on board to support, you know, the cause that they're supporting, then they really have missed the mark. I mean, in terms of a campaign, it's really getting that critical mass of people who can still be influenced to join this movement. That's their kind of target audience. And as you say, they're the very people that they're likely to have alienated, you know, if those scenes in Melbourne are anything to go by. You know, inconveniencing people as they're going to work, but just the images that we've seen, I think, would violate the values of many people. And unfortunately for that core cause, many people might actually support the cause, but they'll now associate that behaviour with the cause, and that's not going to do that support any favours.
Yeah, and particularly when you hear at least accusations of punching horses or spitting on people, that just makes it worse, surely.
Yeah, definitely, and I think, you know, we'd have to accept that's not really the way that the average Australian is going to behave or is going to find acceptable. And, you know, just looking at some of the research, even in the States, this is research reported in the Washington Post about, I guess, does civil disobedience work? And the short answer is yes, and it has, and there are many examples of it, but not from a kind of one-off or a series of protests, and certainly not protests where there's violence involved. Mm. That's the key thing. So they talk about it's got to be sustained over a period of time. There's got to be a messaging that resonates with people, you know, that people are willing to kind of put their hand up and say, I support that. And I think they've failed to demonstrate that in the last few days. Yeah. But really importantly about non-violence, that research has shown that campaigns of non-violent resistance are actually more than twice as effective as their violent counterparts in achieving their stated goals. So I think, you know, it's not going to necessarily grab them the headlines. It's not going to be the instant response that they're seeking, but a longer sustained campaign where they're speaking the language that the majority of people will understand, using credible people to do the talking, in the long run, that's going to be far more effective.
Yeah, because even, and you make that very valid point, they've got very widespread coverage, but what sort of coverage is it? And if we imagine that the group that the Prime Minister refers to as the Quiet Australians actually exist, and they just sit at home, not on Twitter, not on social media, and just observe. And if they're worth winning over, if they won the PM the election, then obviously they are worth winning over. Then from what you've just told us there, they're the very people who are going to see this behaviour and say, righto, that's it for me.
That's right. And, you know, I was interested in reading one piece of commentary the last few days about protests, that they can do a lot to direct attention towards controversial issues, but attention isn't necessarily what's required to affect change. It is influencing the people who can, you know, state their piece at the ballot box and can have that kind of longer lasting influence over a period of time, rather than these kind of shock tactics that are just going to keep, you know, people at bay, keep people away, and not having them sign up as supporters to this overall cause.
Yeah, you made that point about having a credible spokesperson. I saw through the week one of the Melbourne protesters with a bit of aggro being interviewed. It might have been on Sky News, and you just from the moment he opened his mouth, there was just a desire to yell at the TV. A credible spokesperson in this instance would be someone like who?
Well, you know, it's hard to pinpoint an individual, but certainly a type of person.
Yes.
Is somebody who's got a background so that they can convey that they know what they're talking about.
Right.
But also they need to be highly relatable. And, you know, there's plenty of research now to suggest that we look for relatability in people, you know, even over people with technical qualifications a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know that too many, you know, people can relate to some of the behaviour that they were seeing on screen. But also the messages need to be clearly communicated. And, you know, I think we all got that people were protesting because there was a mining conference, but I don't know specifically what the message was around the campaign, what they were actually hoping to achieve by stopping people going into a conference, and also what was the call to action for the rest of us? What did they actually want us to do about it, other than watch and think, you know, what is going on here? So I think, again, to be effective, they need clarity of message and also something for us to do.
Yeah.
What can we actually do to take up this cause if it's something that we want to get on board with?
Outstanding. Neryl, I've enjoyed your expertise and your time very much indeed. Thank you.
Thanks again, Luke.
Dr. Neryl East.